Okay, good afternoon. I have some bad news to report on the injury front. Nick Collins will be lost for the season with his neck injury suffered in yesterday's game at Carolina. Just had a chance to visit with Nick here briefly before going to the team meeting. He arrived back in Green Bay by 1 o'clock, spent the night in the hospital. So, it's tough. We've been through the injury, stuff before, but it's just something you never get used to as a head coach. So with that, I'll take your questions. And before I guess I'll start that, just I know you're gonna ask about Ryan Pickett. Ryan Pickett has a foot bruise, and I'm not sure if he'll practice on Wednesday yet. Same with Tremont Williams. We're hopeful that Tremont will practice on Wednesday. So that's our medical report. Questions? Well, you never, take it lightly. That's for sure. But I think it's really too early in the evaluation process to make those kind of statements. But it's something he's definitely going to miss the season over. So, like I say, he just got back. He just came back to our facility from Dr. McKenzie's office with the consultation that they had for the last hour or so, and this is where we are. Nick was in the team meeting, told the team about it, and now I'm announcing it publicly. But we're not far enough along in the evaluation process to make those type of judgments. Well, that's really what you go through the whole process. I'm sure he's not going to just talk to one doctor. I mean, there's going to be other options. And every injury is different, and Nick will go through the whole process.
Okay. How did Charlie play in his plays, and how do you feel going forward with him?
Well, Charlie Pepper played a lot of football for us over the years, and was a starter for us last year. So Charlie will be ready to go, and we'll move forward. And just talk with Nick before I came in here. I mean, that's what he wants too. So. Charlie's a good football player, experienced football player, knows our system, does a great job communicating, played okay in the stretch here, the last quarter, quarter and a half, but we have all the confidence in the world with Charlie.
How does Nick feel? What symptoms is he experiencing?
Couldn't really tell you, Bob. I literally just got done talking to Nick before I come in here. So,
was he in pain right now, or is he
he has a neck brace on. He has dress clothes, and he's walking around. Now you would never know that he has a serious injury.
He's a guy who loves football, though. Mike, how are his spirits in general?
Oh, very, very positive. He's probably handled it better than a lot of us. Nick's a heck of a football player. He's a true team guy. I just, to see 36 out there flying around since, the whole time I've been here in Green Bay. He does so many little things. He's really, if you look at the first half of his career, he's on pace to potentially have a Hall of Fame career here. So hopefully this is just a bump in the road. Gonna miss him. We're gonna miss him on special teams. Had two tackles on special teams yesterday. Jumps in the game, plays any position. Nick's just all about football. It's a great asset to have when you just have 36 flying around there. But, someone else has to step up, and we'll move forward accordingly.
Mike, when you left, you thought potentially things were okay.
Yes, I did. Actually, when I had the press conference yesterday, the information that I had right before I walked into the press conference, the first two tests were positive. So, and then once I got out of that press conference, and the information went the other way. So obviously it's a evaluation process. You have to go through all the testing, and that's how we got to where we are. I was a little bit surprised too, based off of the comments I made yesterday after the game, and my mindset before I walked into that, you know, that press conference definitely changed after that.
So it was last night you found out about the...
Well, the potential of it, yes. So, I mean, yeah, he spent a night in the hospital for good reason, so. And, you know, he flew back private, and like I said, he just arrived here about 1 o'clock, and he had a consultation with Pat McKenzie, Dr. Pat McKenzie, and this is where we are.
Did Pat or John Gray stay with him overnight?
Kurt. Kurt stayed with him overnight. Run pass. I mean, we go through this every year. You know, offensively, we're more concerned with how many attempts at the plate we're getting right now. So we need more attempts at the plate. We left a lot of points on the field yesterday. So I like the results that we had in the runs. You know, I thought the interior of our line played exceptionally well. I thought James and Ryan did a very good run on the football. So we're going to be as balanced as the way the game flows. So those are statistics. I don't look at it that way. I think we should know that by now. We play offense. We don't play offense trying to run the ball on first and second down and throw it on third. So if we're doing that, it's for good reason. But I'm comfortable where our numbers are. I'm more comfortable with our number of play attempts. It's not where it needs to be, and that's both offense efficiency, whether it's third down, and you know defensive performance.
Mike, after the game, you talked about how the Panthers exploited kind of scheme on scheme early in the passing game. Can you talk a little more about that? What were they doing to defeat the scheme or the plan you had in mind?
Well, I thought Carolina Panthers, particularly in that first drive, did a good job. They hit us with a couple things, and we didn't make the adjustments on one or two plays during the first drive, but you know, then we had the fumble on a kickoff. I mean, the game couldn't have started any better for them and worse for us. But it's they're all correctable mistakes and things you can adjust to based on what schemes you play versus different personnel groups. That's all part of the chess match that you go through in a football game. So they did some things out of their ace, tiger, whatever side of the ball you're on, and they hit the plays well, but you know, four turnovers in the second half. I really thought our defense came out of the locker room in the second half and really set the pace and set the tempo. You know, offensively, we like I said, we left some points on the board, but the adversity plays in the game is the strength of our football team right now, and that's why we're 2-0. We'll continue to build off of that. We've stepped up 2 weeks in a row when it counted, but we definitely have a lot of work to do.
Thank you, Pat. Teams being able to pile up yardage between the 20s and then it really becoming crunch time inside the 20s. Is it any different than when you started doing this? Because it just seems like that's decided at least your first two games, and their yardage just getting piled up throughout the league, it seems like.
Well, if you look at the evolution of the way the game has gone since I've been in the league, you know, the run and shoot was such an anomaly, but they used to go up and down the field and had issues in the red zone, whether it was Detroit, Houston, or whatever the teams were doing it back in the 90s. But it's a little different game today than it was 15 years ago, in my opinion. There's a lot more done in space. It's more wide open. There's more open sets, more open formations, more wide receivers on the field. There's more matchups. So with that, I think it generates more production. So at the end of the day, you got to keep them on the end zone. That part has never changed from the defense perspective. And everybody knows the elements down there. You have less field to deal with, and you know, some people are more tendency oriented there, so your matchups are maybe not as exploited as much as they are in open field based on, you know, the abilities of your players. So but red zone defense still comes down to keeping them out of the end zone, and comes down to the offense putting the ball on. I don't think that part has changed.
What did you think your defense did particularly well to keep Carolina to that percentage, and what did you think your offense maybe didn't do as well as one at the end?
Well, we kept them out of the end zone, you know, defensively. And then really, if we don't have the last 2-minute drive of theirs and score, we probably feel a little better. But, you know, overall, performance, just because after the start and the point production. So they hit the big play to Steve Smith, and then we were able to score there. But, you know, it's a combination of coverage and pressure. And I think we did a very good job of playing good red zone coverage yesterday. You know, offensively, you can just point to the penalties for us. I mean, we had too many penalties. Whether you agree with the call or don't agree with the call, you know, five penalties is too high on the offense. So we had some long down and distances in the red zone area. Even going back to this third and fourth series in the first half, I mean, anytime we're around the 50-yard line, we expect to get points, and that was not the case. So just like I told the team, our efficiency needs to improve. Went through all the different dynamics of our football team and the areas that I feel like we need to improve. We'll work on that. But the adversity football we've played the first 2 weeks has been very good.